Hi, I'm Maxwell Gilley, and welcome to the final regular season week of Conversations with Carlisle. Today, I'm joined by Coach Don Carlisle.
Good morning, good people.
So, Coach, after a nine-day layoff, the Giants hosted Covenant Christian. They won that one 61-42. What did it take to beat Covenant Christian?
Man, I think for the majority of the season, it was about what we were doing as Ben Davis Giants. It's a tough team. It was going to be tough for them to match up with our size, and there's a big strength difference between the teams. But they played a lot of teams tough, so it was a good win, a good get for us to win, for us to get off after a nine-day layoff.
And then the Giants would host Lawrence North on senior night. You'll win 62-45. You get the first MIC title since 2001. Take us through that win.
It was a tough one, man. You know, it's always tough to play a team twice, two to three times in the season, because they're going to go back and go forwards and backwards through the film to see what they did wrong and try to correct that the next time that you play. So I thought they did a good job. Xavier Robinson, man, he's a tough kid, only a sophomore, so got to deal with him for a few more years, but he had an outstanding game. He's probably the best of guards played against us all year, outside of Marcus Burton. But he outscored Marcus Burton and did it more efficiently than he did. So, man, I thought that coach is doing a good job with that group. For us, man, it was great to get on senior night and to win the MIC in that fashion at home. It was a really great atmosphere from the pregame to just the energy in the building. It was outstanding. So I appreciate Purple Rain and the community coming out and making that a great night for the seniors.
So you had another long layoff. This time it's 11 days. So what does the past week and a half look like for the Ben Davis Giants?
I've been trying to keep them engaged. It's hard to just practice without having the reward. The game is usually the reward. So we had a scrimmage on Saturday, similar to what we did the last time we had a long layoff. The guys were ready, man. You go back and you look at the things that you need to work on, and I think that when you have that time, it could be a blessing or a curse, right? So we use that time to continue to get better on the things that I deem and the coaching staff deem necessary for us to get better to make a strong run in the tournament.
So let's preview now the final week of the regular season. The Giants host the Bosco Institute Dons tonight. What can you tell us about the Dons?
Man, just from watching them on film, they're a group that can really shoot the ball, spread the floor out well. It'll be a good challenge for us because it'll force our bigs, especially Zane, to have to guard on the perimeter. And, you know, that's been the recipe for teams, especially going throughout the season. And I know we'll see that in the postseason where they put a wing-like player and put Zane in positions where he's uncomfortable. So this will be a great test for us and good preparation for the tournament as far as a team that can stretch the floor, put four to five guards out on the floor and shoot the ball extremely well from deep.
So the Giants, they're going to end the year traveling to Tech. What can you tell us about Tech this year?
A little bit different Tech team from last year. I mean, they were senior heavy. I think they had 11 seniors on that team last year that – they kind of put together, that I use that lightly. That team was built to try to win the state championship, but it really wasn't much foresight on what was to come in the years after. So they have some good players, though. They have a couple good guards. They're small, though, so it'll look like a lot of the teams that we played. They'll play fast, and it'll try to have a kind of open gym feel to the game. Those guys get up and down, and that's what they want to do. And, you know, we can play that game as well. So I'm looking forward to tonight, our last home game. So if you guys are around, you have some time. It's a little bit early start. So instead of 7:30, we start at 6. So Purple Rain, Wayne Township community come out and show these seniors. Even though we had senior night on the 10th against LN, this is the last home game of the season. So we would love to see you guys out in numbers. with your purple on and help us try to get win number 25.
We'd love to see you get win 25 for sure. So as we close this one, sectionals were announced on Sunday. We'll take a deeper dive next week. But overall, what are your thoughts on the sectional bracket?
Man, I would love to see this in Indiana to see it have the regular season mean something. So have it seeded to where, you know, I don't know how blind it is. They say it's a blind draw, but I called it 3 months ago that we would play Southport. The only difference was that I thought Pike would be on the same side as us. So it'll be a good game. You know, for us, it's kind of the way the game ended the last time in the county, and just having a tight game with them the first time we played. And like I said, anytime you have to play a team multiple times in the season, it's really tough to get it done. But I'm confident in my guys. I'm confident in what we've been able to accomplish and do this year. So, you know, the draw is the draw. You have to deal with it how it comes. I knew that sectional 10 would feed into our regional as well. So we'll play sectional 10. It's been that way. Even when we made the run my first year, we played LC in the regional that morning and New Pal that night. But I knew that we would have to probably play sectional 10, which houses most of the Mick and Cathedral. So it'll be a tough route, but, you know, this is something that we're prepared for.
It'll be exciting for sure. So, again, the Giants will host the Bosco Institute tonight at 6 p.m., and then they will travel to Tech Friday night to end the regular season. You'll be able to hear both games live on Giant 90.9. Coach, thanks for joining me, and good luck this week.
Thank you.